It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
How's everybody?
Good.
All right, fire away.
How's your team?
Team is the team. Yesterday was okay. Practice day before, we were doing a really good job. So excited about that. Ball was popping. Defense was rolling. So when you play these teams you've already played, you have the answers to the test. And so, having that another opportunity to be at home and to play one of the top teams in the league is a great opportunity.
Coach, the Board of Regents gave the thumbs up for the basketball facility.
Yep.
How does that help you in recruiting, retaining, keeping the best talent here?
Well, I think it's really important. There's the recruiting element, which is the arms race, right? And so we were one of the only schools in the country in the Power Five that didn't have one. So it's a great big-time commitment, number one. Number two, student-athlete performance. I was part of when we built the Mello Center, and you saw how you came in, you did study table, you ate, your locker room, everything was one-stop shop, and we saw our grade shoot up. We played better. You weren't worried about scheduling aspects, and it gave women's and men's and women's hoops a home and something to be really excited about. I was telling somebody earlier, I remember getting my first new shirt, and I have a little skinny neck of the 15 and a half, and it was hard to buy a shirt sometimes that fit. And I remember getting that custom shirt the first time, and you put it on and you're like, okay, all right, you kind of looked at it, you're like, that's pretty good. And so look good, feel good, perform well. And so it's not just basketball, I think it's performance in all their areas of their life, which is a big thing.
When you signed on here, was that ever a consideration? Was that ever in the periphery that you knew that could?
No, not that. I think there was always the idea of that. That's a possibility down the road. But there's a lot of always possibilities, and then there's get it done. And we're lucky to have a great leader in Jen Cohen that, has done an incredible job, men's football, basketball, all the programs here. And so the commitment of being able to do something like this is just incredible. And, it's going to give our student athletes an unbelievable ability to reach potential in all areas of their life, and that's what you're trying to do.
You hear stories like when coaches are involved in the process of developing these kinds of things. You hear Coach Harbaugh when he was at Stanford, like a shower or something, his personal stuff. Yeah. Do you talk about these things? Do you get it?
No, there was no drawings, there was no anything other than, let's see if we can do it. And, people were believing in what we're doing. Believe in our leader, and Jen's been amazing, and they were able to do it, which is so exciting. It shows the commitment, shows what it can be, and that's what's, I think, so inspiring and exciting.
Has she given you an idea as far as input, what you can?
I will have some, but, our thing was this, even when I took the job, okay, if we get it, great. If we don't, great. Let's do this thing, let's play. And to be able to have some early success and to have that commitment is a great thing, because that's the belief of where we can be and where we can grow and go. And so, listen, really, really excited.
First time I played Stanford, they were 13-2. They were on top of the conference.
Yep.
Now they have 7 losses. This is kind of a Pac-Man league this year.
You know what? It is. There's so many. There's so much parity in the league this year, and so many good teams, so many good coaches, and. There's so many highs and lows. You look at some of the teams just even across the country, they can spike and then go down. And that just goes – that's a great thing, I think, with the parity of college hoop. That's what makes college basketball so great. That's what makes the NCAA tournament so great. Anyone can win it. Anybody can get to that Final Four. That's what makes it cool. And so I'm excited for the Pac-12. I wish, obviously, we were playing our best and up at that level right now. But we believe we can still get on a run. We've got a talented team. We've been there. We're playing all teams that we've played before. Let's improve. Let's get better. And hopefully, we can get on a run.
Your downturn started with Stanford.
Yep.
And it was spurred on by quite a bit becoming
eligible. Sure.
Has your team had to work through issues with, say, trust and things like that? Because, you can't just put it all on his back, but it got ignited by his situation. Have your guys been angry about it or had to work?
No, I think, listen, I felt like even when Quad A went out, like, we're going to be fine. And we went down to Stanford and we had a 12-point lead most of the game. And took them all the way down the wire. We unfortunately didn't shoot great from the foul line and had our turnover issues, but we controlled most of the game. So, you know, obviously when you lose, at the time it was 15 points, 8 assists, 50% from the line, those types of things matter. But we've played good enough to beat the best teams in the league. And so that was a tough one. That came from the foul line, though.
So the guys are, if they're not happy about the situation, then he's not with them, that he didn't take care of business, they haven't expressed it?
I think obviously there's the disappointment. I think they felt bad for Quad A, you know, and, you know, unfortunately it was a little self-inflicted, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know, when something gets taken away from you, it's an unfortunate situation. And, our players were always in support of them. And I don't know if some of them wrote some stuff on the shoes, you know, how they do, but, you know, felt for them. But then it also gave them an opportunity to go out there and play and perform and try to help us win. And when you lose somebody of that, it's not just one guy has to step up. It's a group of guys that have to step up. And the group of guys for us were, you know, young freshmen that, you know, hadn't had that experience. They've done a great job doing it. But that's kind of the situation.
When you look at some of these games that have gotten away, what are some of the things that you feel like you could have done differently?
You know, I think a big thing for me is, you know, I'm used to playing eight guys consistently. Like, that's what I do. This is what we do. This is system eight, maybe nine. Something happens, that guy's ready. You know, I think sometimes when you lose somebody, you're trying to find answers. And so there's maybe not the rhythm. That you have where the consistent of minutes that it might be pulled here, or you play 1 minute now and 10. And but I, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, if I don't really have any regrets other than the fact that with the situation at hand, I tried to do something a little bit different than what I really believe. But I really believe making that decision was the right thing to do. Does that make sense? So.
The last time you played Stanford, they did a really good job on the Isaiah,
yep.
Anything in particular that they did and anything that you'll have to tweak going?
They, you know, they put in three, you know, they play Kasunis and Keefe and Da Silva. They put multiple different type of defenders on them. They played physical with them. We had a hard time getting them the ball. But at the end of the day, you know, we just have to make the right decisions when they play that way. And that's, you know, you look at the numbers from the 3-point line since Quad A's absence, you know, why are we shooting 46% of our shots are now coming from three rather than when he was there, we were only shooting 32%. And a lot of it is because of how they're guarding Isaiah. So it's a little bit different. We're not in transition like we used to be as much, but on the flip side, you know, we have opportunities and if we're taking good 3-point shots, those are, you know, that can really help you analytically. And so, you know, that's them playing it that way. We have to take advantage of that, bottom line.
And when you looked at the increased 3-point shooting,
yeah.
Have you seen analytically, has that translated into more transition for them because of long rebounds?
It hasn't. What it's done is, if you remember, we were going to the foul line a lot more than other teams. And now we're not. Teams are going at an alarming rate more to the foul line than we are, and that's more aggressive play. But then also it goes back to them building a fortress around the paint and taking away and saying, okay, you know, guys don't shoot great from the 3-point line. We're going to take away this. Now you got to be able to make that. And that's why Raekwon Battle becomes so important. And so, you know, we've been practicing it. We've been trying to recreate situations of how teams are playing us. And when you have teams, you know, that's the execution part. We've got to be able to execute. And the last 5 minutes of games where we've had some issues is we have to execute better than that. I don't know if it's pressure. I don't know if it's speed. But I just know we got to keep getting better at it. And these guys have been working their butts off.
It seems as if the biggest difference in your defense is that part right there, is the free throw part, is like sending teams to the line.
Yeah.
That if you take a look at the numbers, in terms of points allowed, field goal percentage, 3 points per, it's pretty much the same as last year.
Yeah.
But teams are getting to, so are you fouling more than, or what's the difference?
You know what? When I talk to the referees, I'm like, we're the zone team. How are they? How are we fouling more than they're going? It's interesting. You know, after watching tapes, we get a little spaced out, and what happens is if you're out of position, it can do what. You know, it can expand, and now there's openings. And so if you're not in the proper position, that's, you know, like any good defense, like man-to-man, you're only as good as your weakest link. And if there's a hole or this guy isn't rotated, you could play great defense for 24 seconds. But if he breaks down, it's an easy score. And so for us, sometimes we get a little bit too extended because we're so three-point aware. But if we're in better position, then we'll be able to do both. And that's what we practice on in practice.
Do you expect a continuation of more full-court pressure because it's – by the time you get set in your offense, you've only got a finite amount of time to do something?
You know, it's something, you know, a big thing for us is there's, you know, again, going back to your question earlier, you know, listen, if you look at the three areas that we've struggled in, we've struggled on turnovers. We don't want to turn it over more, so we have to create more possessions. You know, what we want to do is it's our system is proven. What we have to do is we have to play great defense. And then, you know, finish with rebounding. And instead of being the 12th best rebounding team in the league, and I thought that's what one of the bright spots against UCLA was, we rebounded against one of the best rebounding teams. That was a huge part. And so we've got to do that better. That's, you know, one of the main factors in winning. Great defense and then finishing with a rebound, right? At one point, it was three-point field goal percentage. So we were great at two, but now we got to take that away. Offensively, you know, it's the turnovers, you know. Just imagine if you said, okay, 18 turnovers, we're going to say that's zero turnovers, and we're just going to take 18 half-court shots. How many would you make, and how many would you get back? The turnovers are just, they're like kidney shots. And so, you know, we work on trying to double-team, trap, be aggressive, take them out of what we want to do and force them to be poised and aggressive still, and then how can we still make the right play? And, you know, those are the things that we're really working on is there's so many things that you can, but how can you do what? How can we stay focused on the basics, not turning it over, making sure that we're making the extra pass from a good shot to a great shot, play really good defense because that's proven. And then when we focus on rebounding, we've proven that we've out-rebounded the best rebounding team in the league because when we put our mind to it, we can. And then when we do that, we can run. And so I know that's kind of simple, but that's what we're focused on, is simple.
You talked about this a little bit after the last game, but just Elijah getting more minutes. Yep. What do you like about kind of settling on that combination of partners?
You know what? With that, sometimes, you know, to be honest with you, I'm looking for energy. You know, when you're in a fight, you're playing one of the top teams, you've got to have energy. And sometimes guys portray energy and some guys don't. And sometimes you're just trying to find that spark. And Elijah, you know, his thing is he's a Ferrari, but sometimes that Ferrari doesn't have brakes, you know. And so sometimes it's like, okay, can you put it in neutral? And, you know, you're in the Autobahn and you're, you know, like just slow down. And so, you know, but that's part of the teaching process. But he brings a lot of elements to the game, from really aggressive defense to getting the ball and just speeding it up the court. Now it just goes back to slowing down and making sure that, you know, the team doesn't follow that speed, you know.
And last one, guys.
In like these past few games, the things that he's seeing from Marcus are what it seems that early on that people didn't really have a good read on him, and he got his shot up and he did a really good job. But lately, it seems the teams have kind of not figured him out, but have taken away his stretch.
I think there's two really horrible things about Marcus. Number one is he's wearing black socks right now, and number two is he's got really tight shorts. And that's that. But that's the new trend of today. You know. Marcus, made you laugh. Better than crying, right? Marcus has done an incredible job, you know, running the team. You know, even in the UCLA game, a couple when we got up 12 early, he made the two plays that, you know, kind of got us going. And but he's done a tremendous job. He has, when we talked, the other guy has speed and that, and then another one has poise and control. And you know, teams, you know, are trying to, you know, he's on the scouting report now. He's had big games. And so now when you're on the scouting report, you've got to execute better. You've got to, you know, see how they're playing certain ways. And, you know, he's, for the situation that he was put in, I couldn't wish for anybody better and more proud of a guy that's gone through adversity. The biggest thing, I think, is when he's been in state championships. I asked him the other day, like, he was in the state championship probably every year of his life. He's never lost. And so if for a young guy, it's like, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing? You're doing nothing wrong. The key is if you focus on what do I got to do better? How can I help this team win? Does that make sense? Like, no, don't be doing this. You're a champion, bud. You're a freshman playing at a high level in one of the best leagues in America this year. And you've had unbelievable games against some of the best teams in the country. And so this thing is figuring out, is keeping your poise, keeping your confidence, knowing that you're really freaking good, which that's why he plays, because he's really freaking good. Now we just got to keep getting better and believe, bottom line.
Is top right, were you having some doubts about how well you're playing?
I mean, just coming in, just seeing that we're kind of losing games, and, I mean, it's not going really well right now. I mean, it's kind of, I'm not going to say I put it all on my back and just trying to say, like, it's my fault. But, I mean, I feel like I just do better. So, and that's one thing I just keep looking forward to, is just getting better and trying to help us win. So,
Is it easy in a sense when teams don't know you and when you can just come in and kind of do your things as opposed to not being on the scouting report?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. But, I mean, I'm definitely not going to change my game just because I'm on the scouting report and they know what I'm doing. And so I'm going to still play my game. But, I mean, coming in at first, it was kind of, oh, they don't know who I am. They don't know what I do. So I kind of came in and just played my game. So now they know, like, what I'm doing. So, yeah.
Like Hop said, I mean, you're a guy, a lot of you guys aren't used to losing games like this. How difficult is that to adjust to, and how do you kind of handle the mindset of it?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, I think everybody on this team came from being, like, Gatorade Player of the Years in their states and winning state championships. I mean, Zay was in a national championship for high school, Geico's, all that. So, I mean, it's tough for all of us. I mean, we're still trying to really figure it out just because, I mean, we're right there every game. We're pretty up on every team. But, I mean, yeah, it's tough losing these games.
Does that make it harder when you are right there mm-hmm. in every game and knowing that maybe a few plays go a different way that you could?
No, for sure. I mean, that's it's real tough. I mean, we're right there. We kind of vouch, like, we don't really want to, in the moment, like, say, like, okay, this is happening again. But, I mean, it's reality. That's what's happening. So, I mean, we just have to be able to change it up. And, like, when we're up on the guys, we just got to keep going. It's not that really deep. We just got to keep playing.
Coach was talking about staying compact in the 2-3 zone, and mm-hmm. when you do spread out, you allow the creases. But mm-hmm. the Stanford team came back in the game by hitting like 30.
For sure.
I mean, where's the fine line of going out to get somebody like John Terrell, you know, and not leaving that space behind?
That's scouting reports. I mean, Terry, Shooter, I mean, they got shooters on the team, so it's just more of, we got to know which guys is going to make the big plays at the end of the shot clock. So, I mean, that's just really up to us. So, if we everybody just has to play their part, and then that's what's going to help us just play good defense.
I know everybody's disappointed by what's happened. Mm-hmm. Has anybody been really mad about it, that it's, you know, you were a certain kind of team before, mm-hmm. you lose a player, mm-hmm. all of a sudden everything changes? So have you guys had to talk this out, you know, trust issues, that kind of thing?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, we talk about it a lot. I mean, we feel like we trust each other, but we just have to all put it together. So, I mean, it's tough losing Quade. Quade's great. I mean, you see what he was putting up when he was on the court. So, I mean, I feel like we trust each other. We like each other. It's just, we just got to keep playing hard throughout the whole game. So, not just a couple spurts and then hanging our heads when something doesn't go well for us.
Hey, just as the point guard and as the young point guard, mm-hmm. is it fair or not fair to, like, take responsibility for how the offense is doing? I mean, obviously you can't control how guys shoot.
Yeah, for sure.
But it kind of always goes to the point guard.
Uh-huh. So, that's fair. Personally for me, I mean, I don't know how everybody other point guards feel, but just coming in now, running the offense and stuff, I mean, I feel like it's fair to kind of put some on my back. I mean, that's just the type of guy I am. Like, I take criticism, constructive criticism a lot. So, I mean, I just go with it and just make sure I got to lead my guys.
So then in these past two games when the offense scores 56 and 55 mm-hmm. points, just what's not working with the offense?
Well, I mean, of course we have to put the ball in the bucket. So that's a big thing. So, but I mean, a lot of our, once we're running and we're sharing the ball one more passes, that's like when we're playing at our best. So, I mean, we're not stagnant and going one-on-one with guys. That's probably, like, that's when we're not scoring the highs and getting the 80s and stuff. So, we just got to play together and just get the ball moving.
You guys have had a lot of different rotations this year. Mm-hmm. Has it been difficult trying to find that kind of chemistry when you're getting thrown on the court with a bunch of different guys and not necessarily the same every night?
I mean, it's not just because in practice we do a lot of that. So, we switch around rotations and playing with you guys, like, we'll go purple and gold, different guys is on each team. So I mean, like, that helps us a little bit, but like during the game, I mean, it's we just have to get a flow, like whoever's in the game. So,
yeah. Marcus, now that you've had the last 5-6 weeks to really kind of get to know what's going on on the court, and given your skill set, what's been required from you, do you think, given to fit with what this team
for is? Sure. Required for me, just being a point guard. I mean, I know for sure I could play the one and the two, just personally. But right now, I definitely just my requirement is just being able to get everybody the ball, getting everybody in their flow, confidence, get everybody going. Jaden going, Isaiah getting the ball, Nas. I mean, everybody. I just getting them into their rhythm and just making sure they have the confidence to play good.
How difficult has that been, especially with Isaiah getting double triple team, yeah, being in the scout
for
kind
sure
of that kind of thing? How difficult?
I mean, it is pretty difficult. I mean, you can see it. I mean, they're doing double teams. They're playing the scout how their coaches is telling them to play on defense, offense. So, I mean, it's just I'm just learning. I'm learning every week, every game that we're playing. So I'm picking up a lot of things that's going on with whoever we're playing.
You guys have had several games where you've gone through 7 minutes without scoring, without a field goal. Is there a common thread there that you're seeing in the offense of where things are going wrong in those stretches?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of yeah, for sure. Like when we're not scoring like that, that's more like when we're thinking about ourselves and like, okay, I need to get a shot. When we could just, if we're playing how we played when we went up on the teams, we just have to do that the whole time. I mean, it's we kind of go away from what's working, which isn't that good. So, I mean, yeah, it's more about just doing what we have to do to win.
One more, guys.
Did you have any reaction to the announcement of the new facilities? I think you're going to get it for 1 year in your career. Regardless, you know, high level practice facility.
Yeah, I honestly haven't even heard of it. Yeah, I'm think I'm in the media like that, so I haven't heard of it like that. Yeah.
Hey, with just with 5 games left in this season for this team, success would look like what?
It's winning games for sure, and just being able to build off in confidence with each other. Cause, I mean, if once we're going into the tournament for the Pac-12 tournament, I feel like if we have the confidence and we feel like nobody's really messing with us and we're real confident in how we're playing and in our guys, and I feel like it's going to be hard to beat us for sure.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount+.